It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones, co-author of Wild Boulder County.
We're on the cusp of autumn, and we've come out to Marshall Mesa with Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks naturalist Dave Sutherland to look for fall colors. But we're not looking at leaves on trees, we're looking at grasses. And Dave, what do you see here?
I'm looking right now at some switchgrass.
They call this switchgrass because it looks like a switch, which is something that people would use to discipline their children years and years ago. But it's not at all harsh. It's actually very soft. And you can run your fingers through this beautiful rose-colored seed head and feel all the individual seeds.
The reason that we're out here at Marshall Mesa is to look for the tall grass prairie colors. I grew up in the Midwest, and it never occurred to me that the prairie grasses would change color in fall, too, just like the trees. But we're looking at some switchgrass here, which is one of the four tall grass prairie grasses we've got at Marshall Mesa, and it turns a beautiful yellowy-orange color. We're going to walk up the hill now and look for some big bluestem grass. It's another one of the tall grass prairie species, and it changes all different kinds of colors. You get kind of wine reds and purples, caramel colors, tans, russets, crimsons, all of these things in the big bluestem grass.
Well, here's a big bluestem that's in full flower, or seed actually, and you see the three-pronged, very fuzzy seed heads, and the light is coming through them, and they're just glowing.
And it was a plant that was predominant here during the Ice Age, but when the Ice Age ended, the climate in Colorado became too hot and dry to really support tallgrass prairie like this, except for a few little moister, cooler pockets of Ice Age tucked up along the mountains here, such as right where we're standing. We're standing in a little tiny fragment left over from the Ice Age where we find these tallgrass prairie species.
Dave, where are your favorite places to go close to Boulder to experience tallgrass prairie?
We are really, really lucky in the Boulder area that we have so much tallgrass prairie protected. It's one of the most threatened ecosystems on the planet. There's an estimated 2% or less of the tallgrass prairie left since the West was settled. And there are awesome places you can still see it on open space and mountain parks. There's some beautiful stands along South Boulder Creek Trail, like, for example, starting at the Bobolink Trailhead. Marshall Mesa right here is a really good one. Marshall Mesa is located on Highway 93 south of Boulder. You'd go down to the turnoff that takes you to El Dorado Springs Drive, and instead of going out on El Dorado Springs Drive, you'd turn left, and right there is the Marshall Mesa trailhead.
Steve Jones is co-author of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.